This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The data company Epic Bankruptcy, they track bankruptcy filings, they are not in protection themselves, said in a report this week that commercial bankruptcies of all stripes, that is big companies and small, were 17% higher in August this year than they were in July this year, and that makes 13 straight months that companies looking for protection from their creditors has gone up. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at how we got here and where we might be going.
For people who study bankruptcy, this trend is a long time coming. Ed Morrison is a law professor at Columbia.
What we're experiencing now is the fruit of seeds planted in the 2010s.
After the financial crisis, borrowing money was cheap, so companies on shaky footing could stay afloat. That was exacerbated by the pandemic, when interest rates fell again and relief programs bought businesses even more time. Morrison says now, bankruptcies have piled up.
Those failures are not harbingers of widespread economic problems in our economy. It's not to say that they don't have devastating impacts.
When bankruptcies are high, companies that have filed are less likely to survive. Sam Antle, a finance professor at Harvard, says it's harder to find a buyer.
Because suddenly there aren't that many viable buyers because all the people that have the right experience in this industry are in distress themselves.
This is happening in healthcare right now. Many senior care, pharma, and hospital companies have filed for bankruptcy this year. That affects consumers who are left with fewer choices and workers who are more likely to lose their jobs. David Wessel is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says in some ways, these bankruptcies are a symptom of the Federal Reserve trying to slow the economy.
You want them to do some, but not too much.
He says it doesn't look like we're in the too much territory yet, but a continued increase in filings could signal overcooling and could make banks tighten lending.
A bankruptcy that scares a banker can prevent somebody who wants to start a new business or expand their business from getting money.
That mostly hurts small businesses, which make up 99.9% of American business. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.